This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, donating salary. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Ivy English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, so the title is donating salary. So what does that mean? Maybe I'm asking everyone to donate salary. Well, actually, there are people who apparently donate a lot of their salary, almost all of it. And then there are some people who do on a regular basis donate some of their salary. And obviously, as Muslims anyway, we do have khums, we've got the Islamic taxes. So in fact, we are donating salary, even if we're not thinking about it the whole time. But look, there's other things that people do with their salary as well, sort of more maybe on a daily, weekly or monthly basis that is interesting. Because it's always interesting to see, okay, so what are these people doing? Maybe, you know, can we adopt some of this? Can we also just, in a sense, accumulate even more good deeds? Because really, we're all hungry for good deeds so that we have we have the best time possible we can plan for in Barzakh, and so that we have the best possible hereafter, because that's really where we're heading towards now. So I'm just going to mention a little thing that the famous martyr Abbas Baba'i would do. So he, for example, received a salary that was quite good, but somehow at the end of each month he was always short of money. So you might ask yourself, so what was he doing if he had a good salary? So he would literally give away so much money to other people in need during the month that by the end of the month, he basically had almost nothing left for himself. Now, I don't know if you've ever done that where, you know, so maybe you've had some money in your pocket and you've walked past, someone who's could be a beggar, and one of the older men who do the shoe repairs, and you just thought, I wanted to give him some money. I haven't given money to him for a while. And then you realize, oh, that was the last of the cash, and you yourself are a bit strapped until the next salary comes in. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about donating salary, donating money, and the, you know, many beautiful things that people do. Obviously the famous martyr Abbas Baba'i would donate a lot of his salary during the month. And, you know, it really is like that. But obviously we have to remind ourselves, even if we think, okay, I don't have much left, I'm going to have to somehow cope until the next salary comes in. You know, just be very, very frugal for a few days, or I don't know, depending on how much you've donated or given away. But the thing is, Allah also tells us that, you know, to receive sustenance, and sustenance could be anything, to receive sustenance, let's say, in a stable income and having sufficient salary, could be sustenance, could be a good job that we don't lose. Sustenance can be good health. Sustenance can be good children, for example, children who follow the faith, all of these things. We should actually give away. In a sense, the more we give, the more generous we are towards our fellow believers and also to other people in need, the more we're going to get back. And Allah has basically promised us that. So, you know, let's see. Any month, obviously, if we're able to even do this during the holy month of Ramadan, imagine how much more, how many more times multiplied any blessings will be that we maybe receive, inshallah. But yeah, this is something we can work on, to be more generous and to not be so worried about giving away. And I think this is more obviously it's a human trait because we're worried for our survival, but there's a more modern sort of idea in there of, you know, just not always just wanting to look after our own little patch, make sure that we are okay. And yeah, that doesn't really help, because a good Islamic society is based on people looking after each other and people working together as a team, as a community. So inshallah, these are just a few extra points for all of us. And I pray that you also tune into another episode of AZ here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.